systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to Jam Hold. Today is a Monday, December 13th, 2010. My name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And this is episode 435.
Woo! 435.
Fuck yeah. The Monday Night Show, Monday fun day for all of you who had to go to work. I had to go to work.
I did not.
Oh.
Ha.
Well, tomorrow will be your Tuesday fun day.
No,
see, it only works for Monday. Sunday fun day.
No, well, I don't know. I suppose.
So, thejamhole.com/live. You can watch us do these shows live, uncut, uninterrupted, ad-free, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, of course. And if you did that, you can call us 406-204-4687. That's the number. So, just got done watching season finale.
Oh, my God.
And I know Dana is like the worst about this, so regardless of if anything gets spoiled, I just want to preface this by saying spoiler alert. Now.
Okay, so we watched the season finale of Dexter.
Did you enjoy it? Did it live up to the expectations?
I'm a little pissed, but yeah.
A little pissed that it's over?
No, I'm pissed that she left. Said spoiler alert.
Awesome. She left, he killed himself. Done.
Next
show.
Okay.
The Walking Dead, everyone died. Next show.
I love that show, though.
Good stuff.
Dexter. Such a good show.
I've been with it since...
And it doesn't spoil anything, because there's so much more shit that goes on
in
the damn show.
Yeah, Berger's like, you didn't see that coming? Well, no, he tried to get rid of the bitch, like, twice.
I wanted them to, like, stay together. It was, like, perfect.
No, it wasn't, though.
It was, but it wasn't. I mean, like, she saw him for him, and, like, he didn't have to lie to her and stuff, and that was awesome, and, like, you could see the spark in his eye
when
she killed somebody. He was like, God, that's hot.
Well, yeah, it was hot.
Look at her just jab that knife into dude. Like,
fuck,
she crawls
yeah.
up on the table with
oh,
one of the guys
yeah.
and fucking stabs this dude. You can see him. He's just like, I'm going to rape you later.
But she didn't have the evil in her, the dark passenger that she thought she did. And once that was all done, you know, she left. And yeah, you can't be with someone like that, I don't think.
Unless you're sick and twisted to begin with, like Dexter.
Sure.
Me and Dexter, man, we'd be perfect together.
Yeah.
It'd be wonderful.
Except that he would kill you because of how just dirty and unneat you are.
What do you mean, unneat?
Unneat. Very disorganized.
I'm not that disorganized.
You'd be like in there, like, flinging blood everywhere, getting your fucking grubby little fingerprints on everything. You would not be good at that at
That's
all.
That's why he layers the room with plastic.
Doesn't matter.
I can play in it. I can make plastic art.
It's not
plastic
a fucking player
art.
Room, okay?
Yes, it is.
All right.
You want to team up and go be vigilantes?
Love to.
Be so hot.
Love to.
We would have so much fun.
Ugh. I got a list.
Dude.
Checking it twice.
Let's do this.
Gonna find out who's been pissing me off. Nice.
Okay. So what'd you think about it? Did you like
it?
It
was all right. Yeah, it was good. Good stuff.
Cool.
I go into these things not having any expectations at all.
Yeah.
I fear that's the safest way to watch television shows.
Dexter is my favorite show.
I was half expecting a fade to black middle finger like some other shows ended.
Yeah.
But no, it was cool. I do kind of want the book. I'd like to read the book that was based off of. It looks
yeah,
cool.
That looks pretty bad.
You guys should send that to me, thejamhole.com/PO Box.
I'd like to read the True Blood books, because those have totally different... there's a few different things in the books rather than in the show.
I think those are more girly, though. Like, it reminds me
kind of
a Nancy Drew novel. Like, I know if I started reading it, it'd be like that, I think.
Well,
like,
Ashley,
two love stories.
Ashley read them, and she was way into them. She read all of them.
Right.
And she gave me the download on quite a bit of it. And a lot of things are different... from in the book than in the show.
Yeah, it feels like the books would be more focused on the little lovey-dovey story and not like the vampires just fucking shit up.
No.
No?
No.
No.
She said that actually the TV show is cooler in some respects.
Is there more or less gay sex in the books than the TV show?
I don't know. God, what was it the other day we were watching? It was a cartoon. They're like, they're watching True Blood. It's like, oh, it's just some gay guy's nightmare or gay guy's dream.
Oh, was it Family Guy?
Yeah.
Where they made fun of it?
I think
like,
so.
It's just some gay guy's nightmare. It shows the two guys just like running away together. That was so funny.
It was good. That was fucking awesome.
Fuck yeah.
But yeah, Dexter's like my number one. Then you got True Blood. Then CSI.
Really?
You know, I fucking love all
three I like the cartoons more. Like the Venture Bros, Metalocalypse, all that stuff was like my favorite. South Park, Family Guy, American Dad, those are in my top.
I like
the dramas I could do.
The bloody dramas. I like those.
They're
those
good.
Really good.
Like Deadwood. I like Deadwood way better than all this other shit.
Never saw Deadwood.
Really? Oh, man.
I really love CSI because I like the whole twist on everything and like, you know, you're trying to piece it all together.
But I don't know, dude. CSI is starting to get really predictable. Like, it was cool and I love Vegas, but like, it's still, I noticed this last season, we're like sitting here like, she's going to do that, he's going to do that, and he's the killer.
I just still like how they put everything together and like how you can see when they're okay, this is how it went down. And they show you some cool shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, like, for a little while, for, like, four or five episodes in a row, they would have two cases going out at a time, and then the two cases would be involved with each other.
That show made me want to do that for the longest time, and I actually, like, researched it, and I was going to do that, and then I realized you had to do all this bullshit, like, criminal law justice crap. I was like, no, I want to be the scientist. I don't give a fuck about this other shit. Like, I want to use the mass spectrometer and the fucking DNA shit. Like, I don't care about...
I want to shoot some fucking
I don't care about if he did it or
stuff.
Not. Like, I'll learn the science of it. Fuck
I
want to
test out this weapon on a fake head I just molded.
Yeah, exactly.
you know?
I can do that shit. I don't need to learn fucking eight different times of fucking law bullshit to do that.
Yeah.
Like, just give me the gun, give me the bat, give me the gel. I'll do it. I'll figure it out.
Forensics gel.
Fucking A.
Shit, so cool. Or I'd love to be in the coroner. Dude.
Great.
Oh my God. That would be so awesome.
So it's almost Christmas.
Yeah.
How did your, you had a little run in with Verizon today.
My Christmas is ruined.
I saw on your
Twitter.
So what happened? What's up? You don't know how to keep track of your phone bill or what?
I thought I did. And apparently I was wrong.
Huh.
See, every time I go to pay my bill at the kiosk, it says, current due or due currently or whatever.
Right.
And it has the amount. And I pay it down to zero every time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's not what your printout there says.
I know. I guess that there is a remaining balance that isn't due just yyet that you don't have to pay right away, but it's still there.
But it doesn't show.
No.
See, the kiosk should show your whole balance, regardless of it should show what is
owed. If I wouldn't seen that, I'm sure I would have paid it. I mean, like, I'm always on top
can
of my
I
phone,
say,
though, what?
Can I say how much it is? Your bill is almost $1,000, dude.
I know. Thank you, dude.
I just want everyone to know that. Like, you have a $980-something phone bill.
Yeah.
I don't understand how... I could not pay mine for, like, 8 months, and it would just start to get near... $900.
Well, there was a big like $500 chunk because of the new phone I got, your phone, the equipment for it, and blah blah blah.
The equipment
but I took
was
the
phone.
$200 rebate and fucking put it back in it, but I guess because
so that should
there
have dropped
stuff,
it down to $300.
Right, but because there was a remaining balance on it that I didn't know about, it went into that and didn't take anything.
I'm pretty
off
sure
of the other shit.
When we were there talking to the guy though, he said like your account was paid up.
Yeah, I asked him. I said, because I wouldn't have done it, or I would have paid him right then and there for that balance, because I didn't want to charge my account that much. That's what I was worried about.
And I didn't think they would let you charge that much if you had a past due. So I think something's messed up, honestly. But I don't know. Also, because you're on a plan with your brother and your uncle, and I don't know.
Well, they've been fine over the years. Like, I haven't had a problem. Really, at all. Hmm. Except for my brother calling me and saying I can't pay the bill or whatever. But other than that, it's been fucking fine.
But it didn't look like there were payments made, except for the ones you were making. So, I don't know. It almost looks like your brother was not making his payments or something, and that's where that kept adding up
I don't know. I'm gonna call my brother.
But you gotta
talk about it.
Taken care of. So, but yeah. definitely no good. That shit adds up so fucking quick, and then they just F you. But I also remember reading something a long time ago about how people that were on Verizon for a while, they were getting like all these weird charges, and it was an error in the system. They just had to call, and they would get them, you know, removed. So
yeah, I'm gonna
you
call
have
tomorrow.
To call them.
Well, yeah,
for sure, and get that fixed.
Maybe they'll have some leniency towards me.
Yeah, don't be just call them and tell them if you have to pay this, you're not going to be able to get your boyfriend his Christmas present, and he's going to get you a black eye for Christmas if that happens. You tell him your life is on the line. And I'll be in the background. I'll act the fool. I'll tell him. Can we not argue in the chat about which drug is better, pot or cocaine? Because we all know pot is way better than cocaine. If you're trying to maintain a life.
It's all perspective.
Right, except that, you know, cocaine will destroy your nose.
I can function on cocaine.
Clearly.
You can't.
Clearly.
What the fuck are you trying to say?
That your phone bill is like, or not, is that functioning? Because
I would, right.
I know.
Right, you fucking dick.
I'm just saying, you can.
Fucking neglecting my phone bill
because
I'm not doing blow?
No.
No, that's not it.
I'm saying maybe you might have forgotten a bill or two.
No, dude.
No, I know. They totally messed up, I'm sure, and we'll get this all sorted out. Okay.
I don't know, I'm just really pissed off about it.
But in numbers and health-wise, pot is much better for you than cocaine.
Well, sure, but I just don't like pot, so...
Well, and that's fun.
That's why I think pot is crap and cocaine is a godsend. So.
Okay.
Thank you.
I love that my girlfriend is a crackhead, though. Can
my
I just
phone
say
just
that
cracked.
So that's
I'm not a
recorded?
Crackhead.
I love that.
You're a fucking pothead.
Yeah.
Who cares?
The people that sell me pot? No, I don't
who
know.
Fucking cares?
Nobody cares.
I don't
cares.
Like pot.
Nobody cares about anything, so who cares?
My whole fucking family smokes pot. I don't care.
You know who cares? Do you remember Ja Rule? Can anyone right now off the top of your head give me a Ja Rule song? Does anybody, I don't even care. Does anybody remember this guy?
I don't know.
He came out around the same time, if I remember right, that DMX and that whole thing, you know, the whole word dogs and all their songs sounded the same and all their shit is crap and it's just garbage. It's garbage mainstream rap music. It's just horrible, horrible, horrible. I hated this guy. But anyway, he's in the news again trying to stay relevant. Apparently, he got brought up on some charges. Maybe okay. Do a little jail time. Ja Rule himself called the events on Monday, December 13th, where he was sentenced to 2 years in jail. Ja Rule, 2 years. Now, this is a celebrity.
What the hell did he do?
I want to loosely use the term celebrity. But this is a man that used to be on his game, how horrible his game was, but he was on it, and he made a lot of money. Generally, celebs like that don't get put in jail. They
right.
do bond, they're out. So
yeah.
He is either not having
did he blow all of his
any
money.
Money. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like something, yeah.
See, I'm not an idiot, okay? And
so he was sentenced
every day.
This is so awesome. He was sentenced to 2 years in jail, which he calls a, quote, minor setback to a major comeback. He said that via Twitter.
To what?
A minor setback to a major comeback. Ja Rule was on his way to a major comeback until he got put in jail for charges. In 2009, MTV News spoke to the Murder, Inc. MC during a rally, somewhat ironically now, against gun violence, where he joined forces with T.I., the Reverend Al Sharpton, and his National Action Network, following a tragic fatal shooting of 17-year-old Corey Squire. So, he's out there at a rally protesting gun violence. Care to wager a guess what his charges were?
Please tell me.
Weapons charges.
Yes, thank you.
You can't, first of all, be like, nah, dog, I'm about to come up major. I'm having a major comeback. I got brought up on weapons charges while I was protesting a gun rally. At a gun rally. That's amazing. What a fucking idiot.
Dude, seriously?
Quote,
"That's pretty awesome.
I think it's important for a voice like myself or a TI who actually have gun issues to be the ones to speak out guns and putting the guns down and gang violence," he said. "I think we're the perfect voices to be talking about this. Not to say that other voices aren't. Kids relate a little more when they know you've already been done that road and you know what they're going through and you can relate to them." Oh my God. So, should we have all of the pedophiles in jail be the voice of anti-molestation? Like, you know, yeah, who right. knows better than them?
Of course.
They've been down that road.
They've been there.
Shit,
they know
some of them
like.
Are still there.
They know how horrible it is and the dangers of it. They should be protesting.
That's
it.
So amazing.
No.
What a fucking jerk. I hate this guy. Ja Rule pled guilty to attempted criminal possession of a weapon. He couldn't even possess it right, you dumb... Ugh. Ugh. Now, this is a nigger. Can I say that? This
guy
is... just terrible.
Terrible.
Terrible. A Class D felony in the second degree and was sentenced to 2 years in jail. The charges stem from a gun bust in July when both Ja and Lil Wayne were arrested. Another pile of shit that can't make a song to save his fucking life, but somehow these people think, like, everything he makes is amazing.
Yeah.
I've crapped more musically talented shit than what you make, and it's sad because he's so, like, famous and people love it. I don't love it at all. And seriously, if you take apart any of their songs, like the lyrics behind them, I could write that in like 10 seconds. It's the simplest, dumbest thing.
Yeah.
It makes me so mad that I want to spend like so much time trying to write good songs.
And then
when crap like this is just all over the place and everyone's listening to it. Like, it's garbage. Are you all deaf? It's garbage.
It's catchy. That's what they like. It's catchy, and they can remember the words, and they can sing along to it. Not everybody can easily sing along while you're rapping to Particle Colliders, okay?
But I thought that was the whole point.
It is the point.
Why don't we all just make songs that we can all just fucking sing along to? That'll be fun.
It is the
point. I'm going to remix Louie Louie.
Shut up. But they fucked up. And mess it up for you, dude. That's what it is now. People fucking like that catchy crap. And the
you guys
real
destroyed
point
music.
Of fucking writing from your heart and expressing yourself
fuck that.
And all that shit
who gives
is all
a
crap.
Fuck? Why write from your heart when you can write from your asshole and make way more money? I'm going to start writing from my asshole. I'm going to make so much money.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. Put your hands up.
Exactly, right? Fuck. That was catchy. Where's my check?
Yeah.
I already have a gun. Like, I'm halfway there.
You need to have, like, a producer and stuff. And people
yeah, 420 Kaz says Kids Bop. Yeah, it's Kids Bop, basically. Yay. That's what it is. You're the rap
See,
version
have,
of Kids Bop.
They all have a label, and you don't. That's why you don't have money.
But he wasn't born in a label. Like, someone listened to his music and said, you know what? That's good.
Let me sign you.
Yeah. It's not good. Maybe maybe his record rep is deaf. I don't know.
Well, maybe with these other podcasts playing your shit over their stuff, maybe...
Yeah.
Maybe you'll get picked up.
Yeah. Mad props to Maddiesville Radio. We got played. Hit That Shit got played on Unregular Radio on the Maddiesville podcast.
That's awesome.
That's so awesome. It's just spreading it out. I don't even give a fuck anymore. Anybody that wants it, just take it. Play it. I don't care. I won't even listen to your show. I will give you the benefit of the doubt and assume that because you like my songs, your podcast is good and you can just play it. People that live in Boston have the weirdest fucking accents. Can
yeah.
I just say that?
Yeah, they do.
Maddiesville, they got some kid on there. He's got the thickest accent. It's so funny, though. Like, I like listening to it just because it sounds so weird. Do we have accents to other people? Like, I always thought I'd just kind of talk normal.
People think I have an accent.
You do have an accent, though.
It's not that bad.
You got that southern hit-a-hat-a. Heard a little bit, a little twang.
No,
you
I
got
don't
a little
really.
Twang in your step bag.
It's not really that bad at all. So
a little bit.
I mean, it gets bad when I'm talking to my family, like really bad. Like,
I bet you guys get. It's like when you get, like, you can have, like, one chicken, and, like, it's going to just kind of chill and be cool. But, like, when you get, like, 10 chickens, they're all like, bark, 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 just going nuts.
Yeah. My accent's not that bad. It comes out when I get mad.
Yeah.
Comes out when I get mad.
It comes out when you're mad in a text message. Shit's all, like, twangy in the text. I'm like, whoa.
I use y'all a lot.
Yeah.
In texting. I don't want to write you all.
Well, yeah.
Y'all.
But, so, yeah, he... Class D felony. Your music is Class D. This is garbage. quote, we've been through a lot, me and Tip, and I think he can attest to this.
Tip, T.I. Oh, dude, called him Tip.
You
fucking dick.
You grow a lot, Ja Rule said sincerely.
What was that song? Somebody was like, stay off the T.I.P. of my dick. And he was making fun of T.I.
Yeah, they're all crap.
They used to call him Tip when he lived down in Florida and he was coming up as a rapper.
Everyone should make fun of them because they're crap.
They should.
There's nothing talented about that.
No.
You look like a gangster. Good job.
Yay.
That's it. You talk like a dumb, uneducated pile of shit.
Mm-hmm.
You rap just the same.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that's halfway decent are your beats, and I don't even like those. But, you know, in the scheme of music, they are decent, I suppose. It's just not something I like, but it...
You have better beats than some shit I hear.
Nothing about that. FG, my 20-year-old Brosif in fucking Bulgaria makes better beats than that. We just need more recognition, I think. We need to get that shit out there more.
I really think that if we did get your shit out there more, you and Sean stuff, that you guys would be pretty fucking
It is, big. I swear, and that's not even because I made it. Like, it's so much better than half of the shit that I hear coming out, and it makes me so mad that, like, how are you getting play? Your song is garbage. Are people playing it to make fun of it? Because I get it. It's like the Jersey Shore thing. No one watched that show because it was good. We watched it because you were such a fucking wreck. And you added booze to it. And that was perfect. But.
Oh, man. That's going to be like this other show I've been seeing commercials for all the time. It's called, like, something Housewives or whatever. And it's based in Atlanta.
Another one?
And they're all, like,
Are these
Latino.
Housewives desperate also?
She's like, my man ain't gonna be doing none of that shit. He gonna bring his ass on home tonight. Mm-hmm.
As he's at the strip club being all like, man, I got my bitch on lock. Shit, I do whatever I want.
The chicks are like, man, I do everything for this man. He don't do nothing and blah, blah, blah. He needs to pull his weight around this motherfucking house and blah, blah, blah.
But people
she's
like
a fucking housewife
and
she doesn't do anything. The only thing she does is like...
Hire a maid?
Yeah, because they're all wealthy.
Exactly.
And she don't have to fucking clean. I doubt the bitch cooks. And she's complaining when this guy is busting his ass at work and shit and fucking coming home to her bitching ass.
Dude,
seriously?
These people are the
if
biggest...
If I were that dude, I would knock a bitch out.
These people are the biggest wastes of human space I've ever seen in my life. The people on those shows, the people on Jersey Shore, like those people in a real world setting... Not like MTV's real world, but like, can you just imagine them functioning and interacting with normal society? They can't.
Dude, I went to
they
high school.
They have to be locked up
like
in a house and with cameras. That's all they're good for.
I went to high school with a girl like that. Her name was Kiki. And she sat right next to me. And she was the loudest, most obnoxious, self-centered bitch I have ever seen
like
in my life. Dressed like she was... Rich as fuck, okay? Which she was pretty wealthy and well off or whatever. But dressed like I bet you if she could, she would go
like
home and burn
trash.
The clothes
it's
that she wore
trash.
That day. Like, she would go home and burn the clothes that she wore that day, like, type of deal. Like, she was like that. Like, everything had to be fucking perfect. And this bitch was all about herself, dude. It was so aggravating. And if she wasn't black, I bet you she'd fake and bake.
Oh, for sure.
You know, wore those big, stupid hoop earrings and shit. You know, had all these fucking rings, all these necklaces, and fucking whatever, dude. You look like a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
P- please.
All of this. And who's the one that started that whole thing?
Where did that come from? Dude, why? Dude, some of these chicks are wearing things that look like trash bags, and they're saying that's fucking new age fashion. Yeah, no, dude. It looks like shit.
It's like the evolution of religion, dude.
It's a tie-dyed burlap sack, broseph.
Yeah, it's like religion, though. You have the older ones that have, you know, this, and then you can see how it evolves into, like, the new age stuff we have now, like fucking Scientology.
When I actually dress nice, dude, I have style. I don't look like shit. I don't fucking dress like... You know, I don't dress.
They're
like
trying to be different. It's like the whole
people.
Lady Gaga thing, like the way she dresses.
I mean, like, do I go out of
shit.
My way to look fucking rich and shit, or look like that when I get dressed up and look nice?
I hope not.
Do I ever?
No, I'm saying. But
do
we're
I
not
look
rich.
Good when I dress up?
Usually,
right?
Yeah.
I actually look at what I'm going to put on, and I'm not just going through a fucking fashion magazine and being like, "Oh, this is hot this month. I'm just going to buy this. I don't really like it, but I'm going to buy it because everybody else is wearing it." You look stupid.
Yeah.
Fucking
but
stupid.
But also, excuse me. I think a big part of that, too, is they are so rich and powerful. Everyone around them, they're too afraid to tell them that, hey, I wouldn't go out looking like that.
I know, dude.
Like, they're afraid. They don't want to, you know, make them mad. And it's like, well, who the fuck
are
they,
like,
really?
Like, she has, like, three yes men. Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's fucked. And it's completely destroyed any, like, hope that I had that, you know. Society could be cool.
I mean, like, what is chicks are wearing? Like, skinny ass chicks are wearing these baggy ass shirts and stuff that like hang
down. It's
all
like, fucked,
dude.
We're
fucking,
so fucked.
The
as
skinny
a society.
Jean things.
We're
you
so
look like
fucked.
You have chicken legs.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
like ugh.
We're so dumb.
Yes.
Quote: A young man asked me, "Do I think hip hop can help these communities? Do I think hip hop can help get these kids to put the guns down?" Hold on, let me talk to my lawyer who's representing me on gun charges. I answered him in a way that I felt really comfortable saying it, because I do feel that hip-hop has been a part of the problem, so now it's time for us to be part of the solution. To that end, the MC began a philanthropic organization to give back to his own community almost a decade ago. As probably part of his community service, I would imagine.
Right.
He's like, so wait, how long do I gotta talk to these little motherfuckers for? Like, am I done yet? Life Camp started out in South Jamaica, Queens, where I'm from, and we're basically a forum for kids to come to when they don't got nowhere else to go. Maybe their parents are on drugs. Maybe they dropped out of school. We take them in, my Life Camp, try to give them a better life, a head start. Rule said that with the help of his team, he's excited about the project's progress. It's been a long 8 years of work, and we've been getting it done. Erica Ford, she's my liaison in this all. She really, really fights hard for these kids. She's very dedicated to this. With a lot of hard work and a lot of voices like myself and Kevin Lyles and the Reverend Al Sharpton and T.I.P., and us coming out of the closet, I think we can make a difference in the community, and I think we are. I don't think what we're doing is in vain. What a fucking idiot.
Yeah, that's,
I hate Ja Rule. And you know what? There's one comment. You know what it says?
What?
Shut up.
Awesome.
Fuck yeah.
Awesome.
Fuck yeah. That is so fucking cool.
Dude, that's
S-H-U-D-D-U-P. Shut up. Fucking brilliant. Alright, let's get into some fucking jam hole shit. Are you
okay?
I'm gonna start this off for all the live listeners. Thejamhole.com/live. You can watch these, and sometimes there's pictures that go with these stories. Check out that mug. A Wayne Uamata man, I don't even know what the fuck that is, jailed for 8 years for the rape and repeated sexual abuse of 5 young girls, says his life has been tough because of the debilitating genetic disorder he suffers from. You want to take a wild guess what that might be?
Why don't you just tell me?
It's. Did you see the picture yet?
No, your link was kind of effed. So.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, wait, got it.
I don't know why it's doing that.
Just copy and paste. It's really not that hard.
Yeah, the link's not broke. It's just not lighting up the whole thing.
Right,
for some
right,
reason.
Right.
Anyway, okay. So, yeah, he's got some genetic disorder.
Elephantitis.
Gentleman is...
His ears?
Goblin syndrome.
Oh.
He's 47. Tamanu T. Kira stood expressionless, that's not his fault though, in the High Court at Wellington yesterday as Justice Ron Young sentenced him to 8 years and 8 months imprisonment for rape, attempted rape, 6 charges of sexual violation, and 4 of indecent assault.
Well, I can see why he's raping.
I can see why anything he does would be indecent.
Yes.
Yes. he pled guilty to all the charges, which span the nearly 1990s, the early 90s to 05. The court was told Tikera began offending while babysitting an 8-year-old girl. He's the fucking boogeyman, I bet, dude.
Yeah, shit. Dude.
He sneaked into her bedroom while she was sleeping and sexually assaulted her.
The you could have at least raped girls your own age, man.
The victim leapt from the bed, waking the other occupants of the room and halting the abuse.
Isn't that creepy? When
everything about this is creepy.
When
yes.
people's eyes are like that reddish yellow color all the time.
Jaundice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. If you have jaundice, you're creepy. And you did something terrible in your life
his
to deserve
defense,
that.
His defense is going to sound like this.
They're my precious.
No.
Yes.
It's going to be, yo, look at me.
What do you do?
What do you do?
Get a hooker for
what
fuck's sake.
What am I supposed to do?
The hookers wouldn't come.
I was babysitting this bitch, and she just happened to walk out, and
Nolly's Undead says, kill it with fire. Chop into 1,000 little fucking pieces and kill it with fire. Oh, brilliant. Thank you, Nolly's.
Thank you. That is wonderful.
In the mid-90s, he slipped into the bedroom of another victim, age 11. He began grinding himself against her. She pushed him away, but a decade later, when she was 22, he came back.
Whoa.
And he did the whole thing. Pinned her down on a couch late at night, full sex, raped her.
Wow.
He came back 11 years later. He's the fucking boogeyman.
He is, dude.
Could you imagine being 11 years old and waking up to that? I would never sleep again, ever. That's fucked. And I get it's not your fault, but you could have chose to go a different route and perhaps been a clown and made the children laugh.
Right.
Instead, you became a rapist and you make most of them cry.
You don't need to be like, I'm a rapist, look at my dick. You need to be like, look, I'm a clown, look at my cool balloon.
Yeah.
You know? Spin it different, man.
It's terrible.
You could have painted your face. You would have made a great clown.
That's what I'm saying.
For real.
Like, you make a terrible...
Big ass lips, big ass eyes.
You make a terrible rapist. You make a terrible rapist.
Fucking funky cheeks.
And Halloween?
Oh,
fuck, dude. Best time of the year.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I'm gonna retire soon. When she struggled, he clasped his hand over her mouth and whispered, no one can hear you. They're all asleep.
Well, I can wake them up.
Not with my big, gross goblin hand over your mouth. It's all salty. Get it out of my mouth. What do you think his dick looks like?
Dude.
Oh.
Looks like your dick.
The fuck it does. Your dick looks like the goblin.
No, you did have a Frankencock for a little while.
My dick rolls into banks and robs them.
Oh, yeah. You're an idiot.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The other victims were 12, 13, and 15 years old when they were assaulted on numerous occasions by Tikera. In all the cases, he entered their bedrooms and began touching them while they were sleeping. One girl, age 13, committed suicide soon afterwards. Yeah, the only rational girl of the group fucking killed herself after that. Yeah,
right?
I would kill myself after
probably.
That. Oh, man, I would never enjoy sex again. Ever. Oh, I don't think I could jerk off.
No.
What if you look like that? Like,
you
touche, God. Touche.
You would rape.
Is my name Job? Because that's a dick move, God. Dick move on your part. In a victim impact statement, her mother said, quote, you've destroyed
Burger.
My life and that of my children.
Burger says I would cut out my vag.
Yeah. With fire.
With fire. Yeah, cut it out and then kill it with fire. Yes. That would be the solution to that.
To the ailment, the cancer?
Yes.
Other
cut it out before it spreads.
Other victims were left feeling ashamed, confused, and angry. Really? None of them were left disgusted? Huh. Defense lawyer Rennie Gould said her client had many health and social difficulties caused by Noonan syndrome. So, he has Noonan syndrome. N-O-O-N-A-N. I wonder what other people that have that look like. Google image that for me, somebody. It has been almost impossible for him to lead a normal adult life. So, you know, he went to plan B, which was rape and pillage. Yeah. Like, there's tons of people that have a hell of a fucking time leading a normal adult life.
Go have sex with one of them.
Okay, go that's not what I was getting at, person. But okay, or that.
Go find another creepy person.
I'm just saying. That
and like, tape, like, a pretty girl over her face, you know, like a picture.
People deal. You're not dealing well. You're not dealing right. All these thoughts took place when T'Kara was drunk and had... Interesting! Really, not when he was high on drugs, when he was stoned. He actually did this when he was drunk. Okay, interesting. And had very little recollection of them. Uh-huh. But he does take responsibility for not controlling his alcohol intake and not controlling his sexual impulses. Yeah. Yeah. Can we send this study to the feds? They're... another one in the neg category for alcohol.
Yeah, alcohol's not doing so good.
Not at all.
No.
Like to
no.
say undefeated, but it's completely defeated.
Yes, very, very.
Justice Young said the sexual abuse was horrifying and his health issues, which included a webbed neck, brittle bones, and heart problems, while unfortunate, did not lessen the offending. Yeah, you could be like Stephen Hawking. He doesn't even get a free pass for rape.
No.
Maybe a little sodomy, maybe, but
how
not rape.
Stephen yeah, okay.
With his, he would just like,
and you
like
would have
roll
to be,
the wheelchair.
Yeah, somebody else
into
had
you.
To tape you to a chair bent over at that just, level.
That would be so awesome to see.
But his knees would get away. He'd have to be in like a Chinese swing set going.
You like that, bitch, don't you? Are there any animators in the house, because I would love that. Just oh him gosh. And his little wheelchair, just like
oh, awesome. Yeah.
Like a Roomba.
Uh-huh.
It just keeps.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
oh
baby, oh baby, oh.
The judge was like, "Oh well, in that case, you're dismissed, not guilty. You've earned it. Hey,
I don't think so.
You've earned your rape card.
No,
here's a rape card, a rape out of jail for free card. Here,
rape out of jail."
This one's on you, God. Thank you.
No.
Quote, you chose young girls you knew. You took advantage of opportunities when they presented themselves, if you will. The victims were all vulnerable. Noonan syndrome, FYI, is a genetic disorder characterized by short stature, heart defects, a slightly different facial appearance.
Slightly?
Slightly? You may want to reassess that diagnosis. Shit. And problems with the lymphatic system, according to Otago University Professor of Pediatric Genetics, Dr. Stephen Robertson. Intellectual performance is usually unaffected, he says. The condition can be passed genetically through family members, or does he come from a whole family of these fucking things?
Probably.
Dude, if there's any not in like jail on rape charges, I would like to interview one of them.
There's like a clan
oh, dude.
Of these.
Do they live in the hills? Do they, are from. They the eyes?
I was
going to
say.
The, okay. the condition can be passed genetically, right, or occur randomly through a faulty gene. Noonan syndrome is thought to be widely underdiagnosed, so many people could have it and be completely unaware. I fucking doubt that. Why do I look like the fucking goblin, dude? Oh, yeah, you would have that and totally not have any idea. He's just ugly. You're ugly.
Well, maybe some of the other.
Yeah, well, maybe it's
a
genetic disorder. Bullshit, you're ugly. I'd go get tested and be like, it's Noonan syndrome. So there, told you.
Well, maybe some of the other people that have Noonan syndrome aren't as affected as this guy.
Let's hope. Let's fucking
maybe
hope.
Maybe their face is not a total train wreck.
Fucking fuck. All right.
His face is fucked. I wouldn't touch you with a 10-foot pole.
Let's move on from that disgusting, sad man.
Okay.
I have a little story to tell you. Sit back and blaze one. You ready?
I'm ready.
Heather Jacobs sat on the basement floor in front of the family's fire safe, dumbfounded at what she held in her hands.
Her tits.
A CD with an inscription in familiar handwriting. Eric's last words. Suddenly, the memory rushed back. Early on a summer morning back in 06, she had felt her husband Eric climb into bed. She remembered him holding her so tight it hurt, like he never wanted to let go.
Aww.
Eric told her he dreamed that he died. The dream seemed so real, as if the Holy Spirit were telling him something.
Lactose, Domino's.
He'd gone downstairs and made a video. Are you serious? She asked him groggily. Never mind, he said, and Heather fell back to sleep in his arms. 4 months after that dream, on a chilly evening in November, those Novembers get so chilly. Okay. Eric had been a passenger on a small plane that tumbled out of the sky and into an Indiana cornfield. That was 2 days ago.
Cornfield.
Yesterday, she told their four boys, ages 1 through 7, that their father had died. Heather was 7 months pregnant. She felt dazed.
You having another one?
Sick to her stomach. Greedy much. Unable to sleep. And now this. Five boys. Really? You guys just have plenty of resources? You guys are good? Okay.
Well, now she does, especially if he had life insurance and he was healthy.
Fuck. I hate that so bad. I hate that more than a lot of other shit that pisses me off. When people can see, like, we have so many people in this world. Like, have one or two. People that have, like, 5 or 6. Like, yeah. It seems so fucking greedy to me. And so just uncaring at what the repercussions of those fucking 5 kids you're having are all gonna have more kids. Like, you don't understand what that effect is in the long term, and that sucks.
It's like 19 kids and counting.
That makes me so mad when I see that.
And their oldest has a kid already.
Like, I get you can't dictate people's lives like that, although China does a pretty decent job at it. But, like, just the person themselves not being like, 4 kids. Think we should have another one? Like, you put a stop to that yourself. Like, when is the point where you're like, I have so many kids, and I don't know what to do now? And then he killed himself.
Well, you know what? Dude, I don't know what to tell you about the overpopulation issue. People just
that just makes me so mad.
That's what people do. I don't know why. That's not people as in you and I, because we have brains and, you know,
like, if you had
plans
a fish
with our lives and shit, and we don't want to ruin it with pooping, peeing, sleeping.
If you had a fish
machines,
tank and right? you had, say you had just a little goldfish bowl and okay. you had 25 goldfish in there.
Okay.
Would you look at that bowl and be like, you know what? I really want another fish, but it's so crowded in there. If I put another fish in there, some of them might start to die.
Yeah.
Like, would you just go out and be like, yeah, more fish! Woo!
No.
Party time! No, you would fucking stop. We live in a goldfish bowl that is the size of this, and there's like 8 billion people in it, dude. Fuck. That makes me so mad. So,
just, you know, if you're gonna have kids, dude, just limit it to 1 or 2.
Please,
man, okay?
Please, just
at
do
the
right
least,
thing.
That's what you guys can fucking do.
But if you can, like, if you can wait, like, just wait, like, 5 or 10 years, and let's just see where we're at after that.
Yeah, totally, dude.
So, 4 boys, 1 on the way, 1 through 7 years old. The disc in hand, she walked up from the basement of their Ankeny home. Eric's two younger brothers had just arrived after a nonstop drive from their home in Arizona. Family sat at the kitchen table. You're not going to believe this, she said. Heather didn't know what to expect. She just knew she didn't want to watch the video alone. The family lined up at the kitchen table. Eric's brothers, Heather's half-sisters, 3 sets of grandparents, and step-grandparents, the 2 older boys, Jacob boys, Braden 7, and Justin 6, sat next to their mother. She opened up the laptop, put the disc in, pressed play. Eric takes a deep breath. He centers the camera on his face. Hello, everybody, he says calmly. If you're watching this, something bad's probably happened to me. I had this dream last night, or this morning, only a few minutes ago, that I died early, and I don't know what to take of it. The family watched in silence, one floor above where Eric had made this video months before. It felt like he was in the room with them. It felt like he was beamed in from heaven. These people are so fucking weird.
Yeah.
Quote, I don't know if this is God's way of saying, record this, and it was divinely inspired, or if I'm just paranoid, he says. So I wanted to record my thoughts while I had them. And then, if it was divinely inspired, then this is God's way of showing that he truly does work through people's lives. And I want you to show this to people, to witness to them, because my life was cut short. Here's his last instructions. God, I'm so pissed if I was his wife.
Why?
He begins with his brothers, asking them to move back to Iowa to help Heather raise the boys as Eric would have. Yeah, can you come raise my family,
right?
Please? Thanks.
He tells up and move all your shit over here.
So you can raise my fucking busted-ass family. Thank you.
You selfish prick.
He tells his sister to read the Bible 6 times. Even though I'm out of this world, you can still be in it to help win souls for the Lord.
Six times?
Souls for the Lord? Are you fucking... That's crazy talk. You have to go out and collect souls for the Lord.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Okay.
I'm going to go to this school and start reaving fucking souls for the Lord.
You are crazy.
Like, can you do that? If you really, like, legitimately went into a church and was like, yo, God sent me to take 12 souls. Who's coming?
Right.
People would look at you like you were nuts.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you're listening to the pastor be like, and God came back from the dead and all this shit. And you're like, oh, yeah, okay.
Why wouldn't you
absolutely
believe it?
Why wouldn't he come back from the dead after he had to die? Otherwise, how was he going to go to hell to fight the devil? I mean, it's not like he's God. Oh, wait. Or is he? It's the same thing. But if you did that, people would totally think you were nuts. Or they would be like, he's possessed by the devil. God wouldn't make him do that. Really? Do you know
people
the mind
are
of God?
Fucking crazy, okay? This is ridiculous. What
help,
else did he say?
You all need to go help win souls for the jam hole.
Yes.
Fuck yeah. This is like Demon Hunter. Yes, Nolly's undead. Collect souls like demon? This is fucking Tales from the Crypt time right here. Tales from the Jam Hole Crypt. Fuck. He speaks to his parents. Move closer, Eric says. Heather will need help. You know, collecting souls for the Lord. Then his words turn to his wife. His voice starts to break. Okay, Heather. Are you ready for this? Heather, are you ready for this?
Okay.
This is tough. But I need to tell you that I don't expect you and I... Or wait, what? I need to tell you that I don't expect you and I don't want you to be single. Hey, you need to move on.
You need to go on fucking.
You need to find some dick.
Yeah, good luck
fucking.
Finding a dick that's going to take care
Wait,
of your five
yeah,
kids.
You have 5 kids?
Nah.
Yeah, I'm out. Nuh-uh.
The only person
I wouldn't
know
even let
that
you buy me
out
dinner.
With, will you not talk while I'm talking? The only person that,
I wouldn't let you buy me dinner.
The only person that I'd ever worked out with that I know of is my Uncle Fred. He moved in with my aunt when she had 3 kids, and then they had one of their own, and he raised all of them like his own. So that is the only time I have ever seen that.
And I bet
out.
He was like the happiest guy ever.
Oh, he backhanded the fuck out of every one of those kids that wasn't his. I'm serious.
That's healthy.
But yeah, whatever.
So you need to, you know, I don't want you to be single. Raising these boys is way too tough. Your job, if you choose to accept it, no, you don't get to choose. You have to accept this. I need you. I want you to remarry. I'm not crying out of jealousy. I'm crying because I'm thinking of being gone from you. I'm really glad I gathered all of our family to watch this.
Right?
Totally not thinking that was such a good idea. 12 times he says this, that Heather must remarry, that she must find a good Christian man to be a spiritual leader for their boys. If he's not a Christian, she should keep on looking. At one point, he brings his nose to the camera for emphasis. At another point, he closes his eyes to pray for her future husband.
Dude, this is creepy.
In the kitchen, Eric's two oldest boys listened quietly, totally like, Dad was nuts.
Yeah. No kidding.
It was spooky. Their father talking as if he were already dead. God, I can't even do this. I wake up at 5 in the morning thinking I had this silly dream and that I thought maybe this is God's way of telling me to do something about it. So I record this video thinking it's stupid, a dumb idea. But I'm going to do it anyways because the Lord was telling me to do it. Soon his Iowa State t-shirt is wet with tears and mucus. Okay. I thought it was a booger, but it's not. Oh! Oh!
Did he seriously say that?
He's, quote, I thought it was a booger, but it's snot, Eric says. He laughs at his crude humor, scolds himself that this will be the joke he's remembered for. Yep. Jackpot. Oh my God.
This guy's crazy.
Yeah, totally. He turns to his boys. He tells the older two to be leaders in the family. He tells the younger two to be there for their mom. You need to carry on what I was going to do. Ooh, and what was that? He tells his boys, you need to win as many souls to the Lord before the Lord comes. This is a game.
People like this that I don't fucking like because you're forcing your kids and shit to go out there and try and convert people that are totally comfortable being atheist and agnostic and whatever the fuck else they want
to be. You have to just rip those souls out.
You're going out there going like, no, you need to do this and you need to be like this and blah, blah, blah. And this is the way you
need to be. Because I'm like this and look how awesome it's working for me.
You are wrong. You're wrong. You're living wrong.
You're right.
Live my way.
You're right. I want to do that now.
No.
Let's do it. I want to live your way.
Yeah.
Would that just blow his mind if someone was like, okay?
Yeah, probably.
Now what?
Because everybody else, like you and I, are like,
you're nuts, dude. Yeah, absolutely. I just don't... Like, he made this video like it was, you know... That's so crazy to me. And then
that's
he dies.
That's kind of weird that he had, like, an omen or whatever.
Right?
Like a
final destination moment. Nolly Zenden says, what a fucking pushy ghost. I could have written him a last joke. Yeah, right?
I know.
That was terrible. That was fucking Howie Mandel circa 1993 in the hit movie Little Monsters with Fred Savage.
Oh my God.
I don't know if it was 93, but check that out. Howie Mandel's dressed up as the monster. He's in there and he starts digging through. He's like, I thought it was something good, but it's not. And they both go, yeah! That was actually one of my favorite movies when I was a kid.
You dork.
I'm okay with that.
Okay. That's
so
weird.
Boys, we need to win as many souls for the Lord before he comes, because
okay,
he will come.
Okay, Dad.
That's cool. Like, fast forward 80
You're
years
crazy,
later.
Dad.
Fast forward 80 years later, I'm down here with like 18,000 souls, still no God.
Yep.
Still waiting. Pretty soon you're gonna have my soul. We gotta like hurry up with this. I'm 83 on oxygen, but I got souls. Got them all.
I got souls. It's cool.
He wants his boys to cry, because crying is good. He wants them to laugh, because laughter is one of God's gifts. But he doesn't want them to be angry with God. Going to heaven, he says, is nothing to be angry about. This is all part of God's plan.
And you are so positive you're going to heaven.
And I want you all to remember this. All of you guys, especially the boys. God's purpose was for me to deliver this message to you. What a fucking cop-out.
Yeah.
If you die early and I don't know how you know that, but to say that my whole purpose on life was to make episode 384 of the Jam Hole, and that was it. All that other crap, fuck all that other shit. My one purpose, I fucking did it. That's what someone says that hasn't done. That's what someone says that hasn't done fuck all with their life.
Right.
Like, what have I done? Well, better make up something. I was here to give you this message from God. God says, hey, what's
up? I'm going to kill me early.
What's going on? Yeah, like that's
my message to you from God is that he doesn't like you, so he's going to kill me to get to you.
Mission accomplished.
Done.
All right. I need you to pray and pray often, he instructs. Don't pray for me. I'm in a good place. I need you to pray for the people who don't know about it. I need you to pray that they may come to know the Lord. Then he turns to three colleagues at Two Rivers Marketing in Des Moines. He had been trying to convert them to Christianity. One is an atheist. If this is all this life is, it's worthless, but there's a lot more to life, and I need you to find it. Another is a Mormon. Eric tells him he is in a false religion. Another is agnostic. If you die without knowing Jesus Christ, you will end up in hell. Friend. He's been
like
talking
that.
More than 20 minutes. Woo! Pull it together! Pull it together! He coaches himself. He talks about heaven as a giant party with chicks and beer, and Mike Gerudo's gonna be there. Woo! Pool party! Yeah, not. I'm pretty sure it's not, dude. Pretty sure it's big giant sleep mode.
Yeah.
He says he'll be waiting for each of his sons with a cold beer in his hand. I hope there's beer in heaven, he interjects. If not, it might be hell. Ah, let's joke about where you're going for all of eternity.
Nolly's cool. Undead said, Mormons are Christians. What a fucking idiot.
It's all fucking...
It's all based on the same crap.
This is proof alone, he says. There is a purpose for you all. God's purpose, whatever that is. He closes his eyes. He says the Lord's Prayer. He opens his eyes. All right, I'm signing off. The video had been playing for nearly 40 minutes. Everyone in the kitchen had long since given in to tears. They'd stayed mostly silent, but when Eric said the Lord's Prayer, they joined in. Can we close this show with the Lord's Prayer?
Nope.
Well, I think we should.
Nope.
Eric wipes his nose with his t-shirt a final time. He stares into the camera. I love you, he says. I want to end by saying, I love you. Now go marry somebody else.
Right? Dude.
Creepy, right?
Justin Fan says, Mormons and Christians are two different types of the same kind of idiots.
So then she goes through all of her thoughts about like how it was a sign from God. She thought of his recent obsession with reading the Bible. She remembered his long talk with two Jehovah's Witnesses who came to their door one afternoon.
God.
Eric spoke to them about his Christianity for nearly 2 hours, and they both killed themselves.
Dude.
He explained why he thought their religion was wrong. Can you fight?
Well, that's
like,
fine. That's what you think, but I think.
Can you have a non-logical argument about a non-logical topic like that and just have sides non-logically just go at it?
Yeah.
Oh, what would that look like?
Like the Crusades, you dumbass. Come on.
A lot of bloodshed. She remembered how over the past few months he kept talking about heaven. Out of the blue, he'd ask his boys, can you imagine how awesome heaven will be? Can you?
No. Because it's not real. It's just not real, people.
It was real to him.
Believe what
you know
you
what?
Want. I believe what I want. And
was this all a coincidence? No, she decided. This was no coincidence.
Yeah, it was. He had a weird fucking dream, got up and recorded some shit, okay? I have dreams that I'm... Dude, don't you have falling dreams where you die? Or shit like that, you know, like... Where something happens, and then later on, like a couple months later, you're like, total deja vu. It's not some fucking sign from God, it's just you're dreaming, okay? And you happen to dream about dying.
Big Cojones says, but if you try to question a Mormon about their religion, they usually walk away and won't talk to you. Most people are like that, or they'll just like get up all in your business.
Or they'll just say, it's faith.
So now check this out. Fast forward, you know, a couple years. She's had the baby and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Now sitting in a darkened room with her daughter in her arms, Heather began to sob uncontrollably. She sensed none of the joy she'd felt after past births. You know, the other four.
Right.
She was a 31-year-old widow, and she had 5 young children to raise. She laid Ella in her crib. The baby kept crying.
Wow.
Fucking A, dude.
Anything else to that?
No. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. The video's up here if you guys want to check it out. You can see this fucking jerk off.
They put it online?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
All of it. If it's still up. It looks like it, so.
Should we watch it later just to see this?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely
not.
Get me some souls.
Okay. You know who Mark Madoff is? You know who Bernie Madoff is, dude that got busted a while back, big time, like embezzling or something. Some government, like, embezzles shit.
I'll
a lot of money.
You,
a lot of money.
All right.
And he got arrested. Okay. So, okay. 2 years to the day and almost the precise hour and minute of his father's arrest by the FBI, Mark Madoff, son of the disgraced Ponzi schemer Bernard Madoff, was found hanged inside his Manhattan apartment, an apparent suicide.
Huh.
Disgraced. Madoff had reportedly learned that, he learned in the last week that he faced possible criminal charges in both London and New York. Madoff left behind several emails, including one to his wife, Stephanie, telling her that he loved her, but no explanation of why he chose to take his life. In a separate email to his lawyer, he wrote, "No one wants to hear the truth. Take care of my family." I think this scheme went way deeper than just Bernie. And some shit was starting to come out. And so he was like, "I'm out. No fucking way, dude. I'm out."
Something big had been going on there. There was something really deep.
Yeah. He used a black dog leash to hang himself.
Okay.
Oddly appropriate. His Labradoodle grouper was found nearby unharmed. What's a Labradoodle?
A Labrador slash poodle.
All right.
Okay.
And yeah, he sent an email to his wife, to the father-in-law, also asking that someone come to get the couple's 2-year-old child. And if one of you can find time to come pick up this child, then that would be great. But I'll just be back here
hanging out.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, hanging out. According to sources close to the family, no one could have seen the suicide coming, although Madoff, 46, had been distraught, felt unemployable, and was sure that he would never be able to extricate himself from the thickets of notoriety. If he asked the question, "Would my wife and children be better off without me?" the answer was probably yes. Madoff and his children were being sued for all of their wealth, and he faced the prospect of criminal prosecution in dos countries. He had put up his Nantucket home for sale this summer for $7.5 million. It's still listed as being up for sale, but the price has dropped to $7 million. Awesome.
Ugh.
Yeah. Total crooks. Ponzi scheme. Pyramid scheme. Fucking total crooks. Total.
Just totally raped the system with it, or what?
Yeah, pretty much.
Huh. So he just disgraced himself to no return?
Basically, yeah.
And just had to check out? That sucks. Oh, well.
Fuck
it. I don't need another pyramid scheme, so good riddance, Broseph.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's good to get some of that money back into the hands of real people, I guess.
Yes.
All right, and before we get out of here, this is kind of cool real quick. North Charleston, South Carolina, a high school student, doused himself in flammable liquid and set himself on fire.
You dumbass. So fucking wonderful.
What's up with everyone killing themselves?
Yeah.
Like, Madoff, okay, you had a good reason. The dude, well, I guess he didn't really kill himself. He died on a plane because of God.
I've watched some people take hairspray and put it on their stomach and stuff and light that on fire, because it doesn't burn for a little bit. It just, like, sets on fire. And you can put it out really quick, but why would you douse yourself?
In all protest, maybe? Academic what? Magnet High School officials told the TV that a team of 45 grief counselors are on campus to help students cope with the death. Authorities say 16-year-old Aaron Williams doused his clothes with a flammable liquid Wednesday morning and ran toward the school's doors. Dozens of teachers and students saw him on fire. Williams died a day later from the burns.
Oh, God, please.
No. Nolly Zendent says he was working on his Human Torch costume.
You win.
Flame on, you dude. Win. Fucking A.
Your costume is so
classmates
on
say he was known around school as the Boombox Kid because he carried around a large portable stereo, like the kind that were popular in the early 80s. Fuck yeah.
So what
do you think
he was protesting again? Sorry.
What?
What was he protesting?
Oh, nothing. Nothing.
He just doused
himself? He just did it and ran through the fucking...
Why would you do that?
I don't know, because you're the Boombox Kid.
Did you think you could take your clothes off?
Do you think he
enough?
Had his stereo? Like, just
maybe.
Like...
No, probably not, if you're running that fast.
Fuck yeah.
Disco Inferno.
That's so awesome.
Oh my God.
I don't... Yeah, I don't. It doesn't say like why or anything at all.
He's just an idiot.
He just says that that's what happened. So
he's probably doing some kind of drugs.
You think is that drug use?
Maybe acid.
I've tripped acid in school, and I've never wanted. I've never had
burn them off.
I've never had the urge to light myself on fire and run.
You don't know. Have you ever felt like your body was crawling with thousands of bugs?
If it was, I wouldn't light it on fire.
You might.
I would douse it in water first.
I just got
think about chills
with bugs because I hate bugs.
You chilled yourself.
I was watching Discovery Health the other day, and some guy fucking got a cockroach stuck in his ear, and I watched him pull it out.
In his ear?
The fuck out.
How does a cockroach fit in your ear?
If he thought he was asleep, and it crawled into his ear. And the weird thing is it was a deathly fear of that guy's. So
oh, how
happened,
convenient. I'm
well,
sure
like
it was.
It's like a deathly fear of mine, dude. Like, that is some creepy shit. Like, I would, I don't know. I'd bash my head in and try to get it out. You know, but...
Shove a firecracker in there. I'll teach that fucker.
No, but it was, it was like his worst fucking fear, right? So when it happened and he knew it happened, he locked up, like completely locked the fuck up, shut everyone out, couldn't fucking talk, was basically paralyzed with fear. And when he came into the hospital, he was just doing this.
I bet. That's so fucked.
And like that went on for like an hour and some in the fucking emergency room while he's doing this like weird yell. And they found out after they saw it and pulled it out that when this cockroach was pinching his eardrum, that it was pinching down, and that's every
and
time
he could
he would
actually
go,
hear it. Oh, that's horrible.
Like it hurt, you know, so it hurt him. So every time he did that, he would fucking scream a little bit. And then as soon as they pulled it out, he came right back too. He was like, I just couldn't fucking move. He's like, I freaked the fuck out. It was, you know.
It's a lovely story.
Oh my God, dude. And the cockroach was huge. It was fucking gross. You could see it moving inside the ear and shit. I almost died.
That's amazing.
Just from watching it. I almost
hey,
died.
Who's excited that Oprah's going to be all over the Discovery Channel? Is it Discovery?
I should write a letter.
You should. Is it Discovery?
Discovery Health.
So are they doing like a homeopathic edition or is she a doctor now? Is she Dr. Oprah? Dr.
No,
O?
No, they're pretty much getting rid of Discovery Health.
Like, and it's going to just be the O channel?
Own.
OM?
Own. O-W-N. Own. Oprah Winfrey Network.
Own?
Own.
Wow. She owned it.
Yeah, she's giving someone their own
show,
I'm going
to start
too.
One called Pwned.
Yes.
That'd be awesome.
No, but
on the Pwned
stupid.
Network. Up next, Gawker. Too soon?
Too soon.
1.5 million emails, passwords, usernames. It's okay, Gawker. It happens anyway. To the best of us.
But, like, I guess they're keeping... She's keeping some stuff on there. Some of the medical shit, like mystery diagnosis. I think trauma in the ER and crap like that. But
you
the rest
know.
Of it's, like, all... Fucking Oprah shit. It's all...
That sucks, dude.
Like, behind the scenes of Oprah's fucking 25th year anniversary
You know
shit
all
like,
that bullshit she pushes. The anti-vax stuff, the colloidal silver, all that bullshit she pushes. Deepak Chopra's gonna be on there, that one other crazy fucking doctor. And that's gonna be bad, because
yeah, no,
a lot of people
show,
watch that.
She's making a show with all of those doctors together. Dr. Phil
please.
All those fucks
Dr. Dre.
Names are. I don't know.
Oh,
but
man.
Yeah, no, they're gonna
that's
have a
terrible.
Show with all of them together, so any questions that you could possibly think of can be answered
please.
By these fucks.
That's no good.
Oh my God. And it's launching January 1st. I really wish that Discovery Health
you know
would
what?
Please move to another channel so I can continue watching you.
You know what? That may be a positive thing for the side of this world is too overpopulated, and that's going to kill people. And I would like to give a shout out to our neighbor's dog who needs to go pee.
Go pee, babe.
Go pee, babe.
Go pee, babe.
All right, well.
Thank you, Oprah, for ruining my TV. I hate you.
Anything
fat,
else
ugly
before
cow.
We get out of here?
Someone
should eat Oprah. And then give me, like, I'll take a tiny percent of her money. I'll give the rest to charity. I'm going to fuck.
Just give me, like, a quarter. I'll be set
I just need just a little bit of it. Some of that Oprah money.
Oh.
All right. God. Yeah, email us info@thegemhole.com. I hate that fucking dog barking. I hear it.
That's I hate that dog too. Your cat could eat the dog.
I
want
to teach my cat to bark just so I have something that's just as annoying.
They just sit by the door and go, meow, meow.
I should get one of those like big old Santa Claus things that when people walk in front, it starts going, ho, ho, ho. And I should put one in front of the door and just crank that fucker
and
just leave it. Ho, ho, I'll be like, you know what that's like for you? That's what this is like for me. Every fucking day. Every time I open my door.
Yeah.
Multiple times daily. So annoying. Email info at thejamhole.com, thejamhole.com. That's where all the shit's at. Of course, thejamhole.com/Twitter/Facebook/MySpace/YouTube, all that.
Slash so, donate.
406-204-4687. Leave us a message. You can send us postcards or other stuff. thejamhole.com/PO Box. P-O-B-O-X. You can send us Christmas presents. And there's wish lists. There's wish lists on the site. And yeah, thejamhole.com/donate.
I'm fucked for Christmas, so please send me money.
Hey, we're all fucked for Christmas.
Hey, you don't have a $900-some fucking phone bill.
No.
No.
No, I do not. You know why?
I want to bash my head into a wall.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
I blame you.
Don't blame me. It's my fault. It was your idea.
Not my idea.
Thejamhole.com/forums. If you enjoy the show, come join our forums. Come hang out with us. We're always on there just talking shit or whatnot. Stuff that doesn't make it onto the show, we talk about in the forums and all that. Burger is our mod. He's usually in here every live show, so come hang out there with us. And there was something else. Oh, I was very proud of you guys for the Facebook group thing. I posted that, like, the hotbox is spanking the jam. We had 401 last time I checked Facebook group members for the hotbox. The jam hole was at, like, 280-something. And so I did some show notes, and I wrote, I was like, Danny's really upset about this. Like, you guys need to help me fix this. And I checked today, and there's, like, 300-something. So...
Well, keep it up, fuckheads. I was here first. Let's do this.
But no one gives a fuck about this show. We just talk
that's
shit.
That's so great.
The other show's educational and informative, and it's all about
pot. The one that's been
on
the longest and the one that I happen to really fucking like and be a part of and been doing it for like a few years and shit is doing shit compared to the fucking Stoner Pothead show.
Whoa.
Stoner Pothead show. That's what it is. Medical
just
Stoner
Facebook
Pothead
group.
Show.
Just Facebook group.
Well. Like the jam hole
look
better.
At the rest of the fucking numbers, though.
Well, yeah.
You are a cunt sometimes. Can I say that?
What,
you
dude?
Are a fucking
I call it what it is. A fucking
sometimes.
Stoner pothead show.
No, that's fine. Just the anger that you have in your voice about something so stupid as that. Like, you're a cunt.
I'm not angry about it. I'm just sad that we've put so much into this show and so much little into that show. And that one's like,
well, you don't put anything
ass.
Into that show.
No, I'm talking about us as a whole, you prick.
I don't understand that. You are a cunt, though.
Could you just shut the fuck up? Can we
I love
leave
you.
Now?
I love you.
I love
I
you.
I love you all. Episode 435. Love it.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. You are listening to The Jam. The Jam. The Jam.